Proclamation number 3229 of 23rd of August, 1944. Resistances increase willpower. Anyone who declares himself willing to work for the kingdom of God will always be blessed, even if he does not obviously feel the blessing. Although he often has to fight against resistance in order to strengthen his will, all these resistances contribute to the fact that the person will then work all the more diligently, that spiritual activity will always become more important to him and he will use every moment to serve God. But God knows why he sends trials upon him. He cannot use lukewarm and indolent laborers in his vineyard, for they will not be successful with the people on whom they are to carry out their spiritual work. The kingdom of God demands militant fighters who only fight with such weapons as are compatible with the commandment of love for God and neighbor. They must fight with the sword of their mouth. They must teach, admonish, warn and correct error and lies. They themselves must have knowledge to pass on this knowledge. And this way of fighting requires perseverance and strength of will. It is a spiritual battle which again and again necessitates devotion to God and does not tolerate lukewarmness and sloth. For it is still moving along calmly, but very soon God's fighters will have to prove to themselves to what extent their will is firm and whether they use their weapons correctly. Admittedly, the opposition will become greater and greater, but anyone who has once offered himself to him as God's fighter will not fall away from him but will need the supply of strength in various degrees. And that is why he should already practice himself in constant battle with oppositions beforehand. He will always feel that God's adversary wants to stop his striving, and the difficulties with which the one who wants to serve God has to struggle will be ever greater. And yet, his will must not be shattered, it must be stronger than the resistance, and God also blesses such a will. The fact that God allows it is due to the fact that the human being has to be strengthened against even harder attacks from the world, which will want to prevent him from all spiritual work without secrecy. For God's adversary fights with all weapons in the last days and will stop at nothing. Yet God will not remain hidden even in this difficult time of battle. He will distribute strength where it is needed. He will teach and enable people to work in his vineyard. He will donate strength and power in the battle against the enemy of the souls. Yet he only requires the human being's will for this, and in order to form it into supreme strength he allows adversities to come upon the human being, for these increase his power of resistance. Amen.